Pittsburgh, I love ya. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's cultural talk magazine, delivered digitally, straight up, shaken, and stirred. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Zafalo's Banquet and Event Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, one of the most beautiful and unique venues in the greater Pittsburgh area for weddings, corporate dinners, fundraisers, and more. Visit clubzafalo.com. Off the Wall Theater, enlivening, educating, and entertaining audiences in the Pittsburgh region. View their current season at insideoffthewall.com. Arcade Comedy Theater, hosting local and national comedians, sketch comedy, improv, and more. 811 Liberty Avenue, downtown. Be sure to like them on Facebook or find them at arcadecomedytheater.com. Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. You can learn more and show your support at fireflyarts.org.
Here we are again at the Berg Vivant studio. I'm Lonnie, the theater lady, and this is Mike Bazzelli, my friend that I've missed because we've been seeing things differently,
separately,
but we finally got to do something together again.
Oh, we did.
And we saw Tribes at the City Theater, which
you are correct, ma'am.
Yes, indeed we did, by Nina Raine.
Nina Raine,
who is a British playwright, director.
Yes. Very British.
Very. And the play was very British.
Yes.
And the actors all had very British accents.
Good ones, though. I mean,
they did
a really good job with their British accents. I despise going to a show and not everybody's doing the same accent. They were all doing the same accent.
They definitely were.
Yeah, well, that was good.
And this play opened in London in 2010.
I did not know that.
And was nominated for the Olivier Award for Best Play that year.
Oh.
And I know you're impressed when a play gets awards. And then it came
to just matters to me if I like it. I don't care if it wins an award or not.
I know you don't. Okay. I do.
It's about
what I like,
not what people like.
It sort of helps me to know.
Decide if you like something?
No, it doesn't help me decide, but
oh, I better like this. There's an award.
Well, no, that doesn't always work. You know, I cannot stand Les Mis, and that won so many awards.
Shh, it's not that bad.
Whatever. So anyway, it came to New York in 2010 and had great success and won the Drama Critics Circle Award for Best Foreign Play that year. And we can move on from the playwright and the play to the director, who was Stuart Carden.
Yes, Stuart.
Stuart.
Okay. Trying to do the accent and can't do the accent.
I know. Stuart. Can't do it either. CMU grad and has directed many things here in Pittsburgh and very successfully.
Oh, yes.
And then the set.
I loved the set. The set was a lot like this room, actually.
Yeah. Books,
now that
books,
I think about
books.
This. Books. Yes, I think it was filmed right here, wasn't it?
No, not enough books here.
Okay.
But what I liked about it, the parents in the play, mm-hmm. in this wonderful family, the tribe mm-hmm. in the play.
Yes, the tribe refers to our connections, our tribal, like how we relate to each other.
Yes.
But anyway,
yes. Families and religious groups and all those different ways. Mm-hmm. But the parents in the play. Mm-hmm. played the mother and the father, who were, they told us over and over, they were 60 years old. We certainly know their ages. Remember they?
Oh, yeah. It was a little too much about...
We're 60.
That's a little bit excessive on the exposition. But I think they were trying to say, Yeah, you know, they looked 60.
And they considered themselves to be intellectuals, and that's why all the books, they were very cultural, intellectual, and that was John Judd.
Yes.
And Laurie Clatcher. Who was a Pittsburgh Post-Gazette Performer of the Year.
2009?
I get it confused if she was 2009 or 2011. Okay. But anyway, one of the 2 years. And
Robin Abramson. Robin Abramson.
Played one of the daughters.
Also.
That daughter.
Also a Pittsburgh
Post-Gazette
Performer of the Year.
So that gives you an idea of the quality of the actors.
They were really terrific. There was really, really good actors, which is interesting because, what's her name? What's the other one?
Good, Amanda
Kearns was also in it. She has not been a Pittsburgh Post-Gazette Performer of the Year, but she should get it. But I don't think she works here enough.
No.
She did one show here, right? This, Tribes. Amanda Kearns, I want to talk to her about a minute, but we'll get to her in a minute.
Well, you can get to her right now.
Let's get to her right now. We're talking about it.
Why not?
She had a very commanding breath. She had charisma. And when she comes on, the whole set shines when she shows up in the play. She's not in the first scene. She's in the second scene. But things really seem, for me, don't really move until she shows up. And then I was like, oh, I became more engaged in the play when she entered.
And I think part of that is because that charisma that she had that the audience could feel also was communicated to the other characters in the play, and then they became a little bit more alive, and they became their better selves in order
in
to
front of
impress
her. They did behave better in front of her. Well, except for the father.
Well, he wouldn't behave well in front of anybody. He
clearly. Really,
but you didn't tell us about the plot.
Oh, I'm going to get to that. Yeah, but that's why I said, oh, let's save this Amanda stuff for later, but I guess we'll
get to the plot.
Okay, the plot. It is a story, and I'm not sure. You keep saying Billy is the main character.
I felt as though he was.
I would say Dan was, but we can talk about that later. What I want to say is, it is a story about a family. There's a brother, and he is played by, his name is Billy, and he's played by Ted Cooley.
Tad Cooley.
And he plays the character was born deaf, Billy. And he can speak fairly well and interacts with the family, but from lip reading.
Right. Never taught sign language.
Never taught sign language. Until he meets this beautiful Sylvia, played by Amanda Kearns, who is a woman who is going deaf. So she lives in both the hearing world and the deaf world as well. And their relationship begins.
And her parents, by the way.
Or her parents.
Both deaf.
Who we never meet.
No.
Are both deaf.
So she has learned to sign from the time she was a wee child.
Right. But she, yes. And, yeah, exactly. And the story really is about those worlds, about the deaf community and the hearing community, and how each one views the other, and what it's like to ride the middle a lot. So, and the family's position was that Billy should have risen up to speak in our language and not the language that the deaf community felt that he should have been speaking.
And to lip read. His parents felt that if they taught him sign language, that they were kind of letting him
diminishing
being deaf,
him.
Right. And that he could survive in the world by lip reading. And they taught him to do so and taught him to speak, not realizing that they were kind of limiting his communication.
Right, because he wasn't able to communicate with other deaf people, and other deaf people made fun of him.
And not only that, he had to have face on to do the lip reading, and they had to let him know that they were speaking to him. And sometimes at the family dinner table, whatever, there was so much going on, he kind of sat there silently. But the one line from the play I really liked is when he had learned sign language and he was signing and Amanda was interpreting for him from the sign language, telling his parents, and he said, with signs, "This is the first time you have ever listened to me and I'm not speaking." I thought that was so powerful.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
I do. It was a very thought-provoking play, and there were some attitudinal adjustments I made in, like, oh, that's interesting. I wonder if I behave as poorly in front of deaf people as they did.
Their family, yeah.
And I kind of think, oh, maybe I have.
And there was something we didn't mention that I had talked to you about earlier. Tad Cooley, who played Billy, is actually what they call profoundly hearing impaired. He is losing his hearing and will at some point in the future be totally deaf. He's deaf in one ear and he only has 40% hearing in the other. And gradually he's losing his hearing, which was kind of ironic because in the play,
hey, it's the girl.
He played the character that was deaf from birth, and she played the character that was losing her hearing.
Right.
And the comparison, almost a competition between, well, I know what it's like because I was deaf from birth. Well, you don't know what it's like because I used to hear and now I can't. Mm-hmm. There was almost a competition between them, I thought.
Yeah. Here's the thing. Alex Hoffler plays Dan, the brother. And there are times when I think this is Dan's story, and there are times I think it's Billy's story. I guess it's both, really. Because it's really not. No, none of the other characters, they get moments. They don't get.
Right.
They don't get to be fully realized, I don't think, as much as Billy and Dan do. And Dan, who. Alex Hoffler, who I think is a terrific actor.
Yes.
I didn't find Dan to be a likable person.
Oh, no. I don't think he was supposed to be.
No,
I know. He had so many emotional and...
flaws!
Yeah. Maybe even psychiatric flaws.
Is that a spoiler?
I don't think so. You said you knew it from the start, so I don't think that's a spoiler.
Oh, okay.
I'm the one that took a little bit longer to catch on to it.
Yeah, such a gap.
You were like, what? You didn't see that? So, no, that's not a spoiler.
Okay, good. Okay. No, and, you know, City Theater does some remarkable work over there.
Oh, just think,
yeah, I'd say Tracy Brigden, who is the, like, managing,
she the artistic director?
Artistic director, that's what I'm looking for. It's a unique work, and it's thought-provoking, and it's a great... you come out of there... A friends of mine went to see the play, and they came out with different opinions of the play. My friend Jim, his opinion mirrored mine. So, you know, he's smarter. but no. Because the ending is kind of nebulous. But we won't... that's a spoiler. Well, now that's a spoiler.
Yeah, well...
That's a spoiler.
You thought it went one way, and I thought perhaps it was going another.
Right.
But that's what makes it interesting.
Right. So it apparently thinking, it provoked some arguments in the parking lot. We're not the only ones. We're not the only ones fighting over it. but no, Tribes at the City Theater, and it runs until it runs out.
Yeah,
I don't know. It says on that title card.
Brian will put it on there.
That's what I just said. But at the City Theater.
Yeah, it's about communication, families. Communication.
Hey, and we were communicating about...
Communication. There you go.
And this is the only... I know a couple signs, but they're all dirty.
Is this one dirty?
I don't know that one.
I don't either, but I think it means something. I'm not sure.
I thought that's hang loose.
Oh, maybe. Maybe that's
hang loose, dude. Hang loose.
How about...
I don't think that's a sign. Oh, the other one... I drive you crazy.
That's sign language.
Okay.
In closing, we would like to once again thank our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Off the Wall Theater, Cefalo's Banquet and Events Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, Arcade Comedy Theater, Downtown, and Bergvavant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. Find out more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. And be sure to follow Pittsburgh's Cultural Talk magazine online. You can find Bergvavant, the It in Pittsburgh, on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribe for free at www.bergvavant.com. This is Brian Edwards saying cheers and good night.